Okay, thank you so much, Tao Hua. Thank you, Alistair.
非常感谢道华还有 Alistair。
Well, this evening, for our message, we turn to Psalm 63.
今天傍晚的正道，我们就翻到赞美诗第六十三篇吧。
And this is such an encouraging psalm to read.
这是一首非常感鼓励人的诗歌。
You know, the title for our message this evening is Early Will I Seek You.
今天傍晚的正道主题是我要切切地寻求你。
And it's part of the theme of these 2 months of Show Me Your Ways.
这是这两个月来的正道主题，您指引你的道路吧。
And as we begin, let us go to God in prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们向上帝祷告吧。
And let us pray that we can understand His word so much more.
我们祈求更加的能够来明白他的话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告吧。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the words that we can read in the scriptures.
我们天上的父啊，我们为圣经上您的话而感谢您。
We pray that as we read your word,
我们祷告，当我们读您的话语的时候，
you help us to understand so much more of who you are.
你帮助我们更加的来认识您吧。
And may our hearts be encouraged to seek after you.
愿我们的心能够更加的追寻您。
We pray that you will be with us now, even as we seek to study your word.
这一刻，当我们学习您的话语的时候，求你与我们同在吧。
Open our eyes, open our hearts, we pray.
求您打开我们的心眼睛，我们这样祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this evening we read Psalm 63.
今天帮我们来读诗篇第六十三篇吧。
And how do we understand a psalm?
我们如何的来明白诗篇呢？
And one of the ways in which we can understand a psalm is when we understand the person who wrote it.
其中一个方法来明白诗篇就是来明白诗篇的作者了。
Not only do we understand a psalm from the person who wrote it, but also from the circumstances that he was in.
我们不单能够从诗篇作者那里来明白诗篇，也可以从他的周围的情况而明白。
And when we understand these,
当我明白这些的时候，
the psalm becomes, you know, a bit more alive and more relevant.
诗篇会变得更加的活生，更加的贴切。
Because we can understand the context in which this was written.
因为我们知道这个诗篇是在什么情况下写。
And if you look at your Bible,
当你看你的圣经的时候，
just below Psalm 63.
在诗篇就是三篇的下面，
There's a description of who wrote this psalm and in what circumstance this psalm was written.
有这样的形容这个诗篇作者是还有他的情况。
And it reads that a psalm of David.
那是大卫作的诗。
So yes, this person who wrote the psalm is David, King David himself.
所以写这诗的诗人是大卫王。
And when did he write this psalm?
他什么时候写这篇诗呢？
Or rather, in what circumstance in which this psalm was written?
或者在什么情况下他写这首诗呢？
It was written here, when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
这里写到，当他在独大旷野的时候。
So it is in this context in which the psalm was written.
就是在这样的情况下诗篇这样写出来。
And if we read the historical account of David,
如果我们读这个历史大卫历史的记载的时候，
We understand why David was in the wilderness.
我们可以明白为什么大卫当时在旷野里。
You see, David was not in the wilderness for a camping trip.
大卫不是到旷野去露营了。
It wasn't, you know, to sightsee.
他不是去观光。
You see, why was he in the wilderness?
他为什么在旷野里呢？
There was a person who was hunting him down.
因为啊，有个人在啊。追赶他。
And that's why he had to run into the wilderness.
所以他需要逃命逃到那个旷野里去。
This person wanted David's life.
这个人啊，要大卫的命。
He wanted to kill David.
他要杀他。
And this person is none other than Saul.
这个人就是扫罗了。
And that's why we read in this psalm, this was written when he was being hunted down by Saul.
所以这首诗是当他被扫罗追杀的时候写的。
Now the question is, how does this psalm apply to us?
问题是这诗篇呢，可以运用在我们身上吗？
I think, and I'm quite sure that there's nobody among our midst that somebody chasing after you and hunting you down.
我想我们当中没有任何人被人追杀的。
And maybe you come for evening so that you can be protected here.
可能你来这里是要得到一些保护的。
No, but how does this apply to us?
怎么把它应用在我们的身上呢？
And one word that we can use to apply it to us.
其中一个字眼可以用在我们身上的是。
Same as what David faced.
就如大卫所面对的一样。
This is a word called problems.
那就是问题了。
And problems will come again and again and again.
问题一次一次的会来
临。David's problem was King Saul.
大卫的问题啊，就是扫罗。
You know, we also have problems.
我们自己也有问题的。
Sometimes God allows for these problems.
有时候上帝允许这些问题。
Sometimes these problems are given by God.
有时候这些难题是上帝所给的。
But most of the times, these problems are self-created.
不过很多时候啊，这些难题都是自作自受的。
And all of us, we create problems for ourselves.
我们很多时候给自己制造问题的。
And we end up in a lot of problems.
我们就面对很多的难题。
You know, what is the answer?
我们的答案是什么呢？
And the answer is to seek God.
答案就是要寻求上帝。
And that's what David did.
这就是大卫所做的。
In all the problems that he had, what was his response? He sought after God.
在他众多的难题里，他怎么办？他寻求上帝。
Problems will always be there.
问题总是会在那里。
Problems will always come.
问题总是会来的。
Problems are very hard to avoid.
问题很难避免的。
But we can learn from these problems.
不过我们可以从问题中学习的。
And we can seek after God.
我们也可以寻求上帝。
And so Psalm 63, as we begin to read it, it is an example of how David sought after God in the midst of his problems.
所以当我们阅读诗篇六十三篇的时候，我们看得出大卫在他难题中寻求上帝。
Psalm 63 is also a record of the wonderful lessons he learned as he sought after God.
诗篇六十三篇也记载他追寻上帝的时候，从中所学习到美好 的教训。
Most of all, Psalm 63 is about lessons, not just any other lessons, but lessons about God Himself.
更加的，诗篇六十三篇是关于学习上帝的教训。
And that's why this psalm is an encouraging psalm to read, because we can learn so many wonderful things about God.
所以这首诗篇会鼓励我们呢，因为我们可以从中学到许多的。
And we can learn, just like how David did, what it means to seek after God.
我们可以学习像大卫这样来寻求上帝。
And so let's read a little bit of Psalm 63 and learn how did David discover God? What kind of lessons did he learn as he sought after God?
我们就来看诗篇六十三篇，看大卫如何寻求到上帝。
You see, one the lessons that he learned.As he sought after God, was very practical.
其中一个他寻求上帝的时候所学到的教训是很贴切的。
Those were the type of lessons that he learned.
这是他所学习到的教训。
Let's read a little bit.
让我们一起来读吧。
In verse 1, of course, O God, you are my God.
第一节说到，神啊，你是我的神。
Early will I seek you.
我要切切地地地寻求你。
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you.
在干旱、缺乏无水之地，我渴望想你。
In verse 2, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary.
第二节，我在圣所中曾如何的瞻仰你。
We also read, now we just go to verse 7 very quickly.
我们很快的到第七节看吧。
Because you have been my help.
因为你曾帮助我。
Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice.
我就在你的翅膀的荫下欢呼。
You see, as David sought after God,
你看，当大卫寻求上帝的时候，
he learned very practical lessons.
他学到实际的教训。
How did he understand God?
他如何的来明白上帝呢？
He understood God as one who protected him.
他明白上帝会保护他。
He looked for him in the sanctuary.
他在圣殿里找他。
That really means safety.
代表是保护。
And he understood God as one he can dwell under the shadow of his wings.
他明白他能够在上帝的翅膀荫下。
You know, God protected him there.
上帝在那里保护了他。
You see, this is the God that we believe in.
这是为我们所相信的上帝。
The God that we believe in is not theoretical only.
这位我们所信的上帝不是理论上吧。
It's not learned only on Sunday.
不光是在星期天学习吧。
So every day we can experience God.
我们每天都能够经历上帝。
We can experience God in life.
我们可以在生命里经历上帝。
We can experience God in the midst of our problems.
在我们的难题当中可以经历上帝。
Our God is real.
我们的上帝是真实的。
And that's how David experienced God in a very practical way.
这就是大卫很实际的体验到上帝。
David learned about how God protected him.
大卫学习到上帝如何的保护了他。
He also learned about how God preserved him.
他也学习到上帝如何的保守他。
You read in verse 7 just now again. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice.
刚才我们在第七节读到，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你的翅膀的荫下欢呼。
God was one who preserved David.
上帝保守了大卫。
He was that help to David.
他是大卫的帮助。
Not only that, we read further on, my soul follows close behind you.
不单如此，我们读到我的心紧紧地跟随你。
Your right hand upholds me.
你的右手扶持我。
See, all this while God was protecting David.
这过去上帝不断地在保护大卫。
God was preserving David.
上帝在保守大卫。
Now, if you read the historical accounts,
我们如果读历史记载的话，
we see that many times David was spared again and again and again.
我们一次一次地读到这个大卫啊被拯救了。
You know, in the historical accounts, it's like a very drama, a very action movie.
这个历史的记载好像一部紧张的电影一样。
Characters, there was Saul.
这个人物就是扫罗了。
Character, there was David.
还有大卫了。
But one other character who was there.
还有其中一个人物。
That made the huge difference is God himself.
那就是上帝了。
And God constantly protected David.
上帝不时地保护大卫。
God preserved David.
上帝保守了大卫。
No, there was a time when Saul's men was going to come, encircling David and coming to David already.
有一次啊，扫罗的军队包围了大卫。
But God, in the nick of time, sent the Philistines to come to invade the land.
不过在最紧要关时，上帝派遣了非利士人来拯救他。
And then Saul had to go and deal with them instead.
扫罗没有办法要面对他们。
David was protected.
大卫受到了保护。
David was preserved.
大卫受到了保。
What are the practical lessons that David learned about God?
大卫从上帝身上学到其他什么实际的课程呢？
And he learned that God is the one of great power as well.
他也学习到上帝的大能。
We read in verse 2, I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
我们在第二节里读到，我在圣所中曾如此的瞻仰你，也为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
David witnessed God's power for himself.
大卫啊，亲自的见证了上帝的大能。
As he saw how he was protected and preserved.
当他看到自己如何受到保护、保守的时候。
You know, the wonderful thing about reading a psalm like this.
我们这样读这篇诗篇的好处是。
Is that the same God that David had?
那就是大卫的这位神啊。
It's the same God we have today.
是我们今天同样的那位神。
No, this God, He is real.
这位神啊，是真实的。
He is not just, you know, a good thought to have.
他不是一个好的想法吧。
He is alive, He is living, and we can also turn to Him.
他是一位活生的神，我们可以转向他。
As much as God protected David, God also protects us.
就如上帝如何的保护大卫，他也会保护我们。
As much as God preserves David, God also preserves us in His power.
就如上帝凭他的大能保守大卫，他也会同样的保守我们。
No, I remember so many times where God has protected and preserved my own life.
我记得好多次了，上帝亲自的保住我的命。
So many times, I'm just in amazement. How come many ways I'm still in one piece today?
我也经叹了，我今天没事。
真的。You know, I remember a time, just some years ago, when I was going to take a lift from somebody.
我记得几年前啊，我要搭那个顺风车。
So I was afraid that I was late.
我担心我迟到了。
And the car, the person who was coming already.
那个人就快到了。
But it was on the other side of the road.
不过是在马路的对面。
So I was a bit frantic.
当时我急了。
I dashed across the road.
我就冲过马路。
Before I know it, suddenly there was a loud horn.
突然间有很大的喇叭声。
I turned to my right, there was a car.
我转右看一辆车。
And I was hit by the car.
那个车撞到了我了。
Thankfully, the car wasn't so fast.
幸好那个车速不算高。
So wow, I, like a kung fu master, I slide up the car, and I slide down again.
Oh. 就好像功夫大师了。我闪避了。
The person got out of the car and, "Hey, boy, are you okay, boy?"
这个人下车问我 ，Boy, 你没事吧
？Why did you do that?
为什么你？这样做
see silly things like that.
你看傻的事。
But you know, God's hand of protection was there.
上帝保护的手在。
And from then on, I promised myself every time I cross the road, I must look left, look right, and look again, left and right.
从此以后，我过马路都决心要左右左再看。
And you know, in throughout such circumstances,
通过这些情况
I began to experience God practically.
我实际的。
That God that we have is not just confined to the Bible.
我们的上帝不单是局限于在圣经里的。
He is in our lives.
他是在我们的生命里的。
And that's what David learned, even as he faced all these problems as well.
当大卫面对这些问题啊，他也是学习到这堂课。
And perhaps you are facing problems on your own.
可能你现在自己也面对问题的。
No, seek after God.
寻求上帝吧。
And may you discover God to be so real and alive.
愿你认识到上帝的真实。
You know, what other lessons did David learn?
大卫还学习到其他什么的教训呢？
He learned very personal lessons about God.
他也学习到很个人的关于上帝的。
We read in verse 1.
我们来读第一节吧。
God became so personal to him.
上帝对他来说很贴心的。
In verse 1, we read, Oh God, you are my God.
第一节说到神啊。你是我的神。
And just now what we read in verse 7, you are my help. You have been my help.
刚才我们第七节读到因为你曾经帮助我。
See, God is one who is not far away.
上帝不是离我们很远的。
We can have a special relationship with God.
我们可以跟上帝有这个特别的关系的。
He is our God.
他是我们的神。
He is my God.
他是我的神。
You know, this idea of a personal relationship is sometimes so rich.
这个个人的关系多么的丰盛的。
Every time I go past Upper Paya Lebar Road,
每当我经过这个巴亚里巴上段路的时候
，whether on the bus, whether in the car,
不管是在巴士车上或者汽车里
，Every time I pass my church, I always look at it.
每当我经过教堂的时候，都看主。
To check whether the gate open or close, or you know everything is okay.
看正门有没有开关啊。
But why do I do that?
为什么我这样做呢
？Because this is my church.
因为这是我的教堂。
I love this church.
我爱这个教堂。
It just is special to me.
对我是特别的。
I, you know, Bethany is just so special, and there's a relationship with Bethany.
伯大尼堂是多么的特别，我跟他有这种关系。
When something is personal, when someone is personal, it makes a huge difference.
如果一个人跟你有亲戚的关系，有很大的不同。
And that's what David experienced. He experienced God in a very personal way. Oh God, you are my God.
所以大卫亲身的体验到这位上帝。
You know, a special relationship was formed.
他们建立了这个很特别的关系。
You know, I have a younger sister.
我有一个妹妹啦。
She is 10 years younger than I am.
她比我小十岁。
Do I love her? Yes.
我爱她吗？
But don't tell her. Later, her head becomes very big. I love her very much.
我非常的爱她。
As an older brother, sometimes I would fetch her to school when she was in school.
我作为他的哥哥，有时候会送他上学校。
And she attended Raffles Girls School.
她上来佛寺女校。
So I can always remember her in the uniform.
我时常记住她穿校服的。
So sometimes when I go out,
有时候我外出的时候
，when I see a group of Raffles girls,
当我看到一群那个来佛寺女生的时候
，I'll look very carefully. Is my sister there?
我会看我的妹妹会在他们当中吗
？You know, it's just part because you know, my sister means a lot to me.
因为我很在乎我的妹妹。
There is the personal relationship that is there.
我跟她有那个亲身的关系。
And then sometimes you know, little things, small, but they become significant.
虽然小事，不过挺大的。
You know, in many ways, when God becomes personal to us.
很多方面，如果上帝跟我们亲近的时候
，No, life is just so enriched.
我们的生活、生命会变得很丰盛的。
Because He is not just any other God.
他不是任何的神。
He is not just the Christian God.
他不是基督教的神罢了。
He is my God.
他是我的神。
And I know that in my times of disappointment, my times of hurt or sadness, I can turn to my God.
我知道，在我失望的时候、伤心的时候，我可以转向我的神。
Oh God, you are my God.
神啊，你是我的神。
And the third thing the third kind of lesson that David learned as he sought after God.
当大卫寻求上帝的时候，他所学到的第三个教训呢
？Was not just practical.
不是实际罢了
was not just personal,
不是个人的
but also precious.
也是宝贵的
This is a wonderful verse to read. Let me read it for you.
我替你们读这段经文吧
Verse 3,
第三节
Because your loving kindness is better than life.
因你的慈爱比生命更好
My lips shall praise you.
我的嘴唇要颂赞你
You see, what did David learn about God?
到底是大卫学习到什么关于上帝的呢
？David learned how God is so wonderfully precious to him.
大卫学习到上帝对他是宝贵的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because God in His loving kindness is better than life.
因为上帝的慈爱比生命更好。
You see, when we look at just let's take a step back and as we look at everything at a glance, we see that there are problems.
如果我们回头看。看到难题
We see that many of these problems are caused by ourselves.
很多难题都是自作自受的
Yet, when we turn to God, God says that He can help us.
不过如果我们转向上帝的话他告诉我们他可以帮我们
Why would He do that?
他为什么要这样做呢
Do we deserve help?
我们配受得到帮助吗
We don't.
我们不配的
But what makes God help us then?
为什么上帝要帮助我们呢
？It is His loving kindness.
是他的慈爱。
Well, this is the God that we have.
这就是我们所有的这位上帝。
Protects us, provides for us, preserves us. A lot of power that is there.
他保护我们，供给我们，却保守我们他的大能。
But yet, this God is God who is loving, His and kind.
而且这位上帝是慈爱的、善良的。
This is the God that we have, a God full of loving kindness.
这是一位充满慈爱的上帝。
And that's why David could write these words, Your loving kindness is better than life.
所以大卫能够这样的写，因你的慈爱比生命更好。
So David discovered God in a very precious way.
大卫很宝贵的找到了上帝。
You know, in the past three and a little bit more years of ministry, God's loving kindness has become so much more real to me.
过去三年的事工上帝的恩典变为更真实。
One of the ways which I see it is in people.
那是在人的身上看得出来。
You know, just this morning, one person came up to me.
今天早上一个人到我面前来。
She knew that sometimes, when we teach, sometimes you feel a bit disappointed.
他知道，有时候我们教导的时候会面对失望。
Because you feel that you should have done a lot better.
可能你觉得应该更加的努力。
So out of nowhere, she just came up to me and said, "I want to give you a hug."
这个人突然间的来到我跟前，说要抱抱我。
And just tell you, you know, press on.
他鼓励我要往前。
We are here for you.
我们在这里支持你。
Press on in your faith.
凭信前进吧。
You know, learn, keep growing.
继续的学习成长。
Ah, I was so moved.
当时我很感动。
And you know, I just call, bring to mind, this is God's loving kindness.
我记得这就是上帝的慈爱。
And it is better than life.
比生命更好。
What do I want in life?
我对生命有什么要求呢？
One thing that I know I cannot do without is God's wonderful loving kindness.
其中一个我无法缺少的就是上帝的爱。
And so this Psalm, Psalm 63, are lessons that we can learn about God through the life of David.
诗篇63篇，我们可以从中学习神在大卫的身上。
Lessons that we can also apply to ourselves.
所学习到的课程也可以应用在我们的身上。
Practical lessons.
实际的教训。
Personal lessons.
个人的教训。
Precious lessons.
还有宝贵的教训。
No, what is our response?
我们的回应是什么呢？
You know, let's follow the example of David.
让我们来效仿大卫的榜样嘛。
Let us seek after the Lord.
让我们来寻求上帝吧。
But how should we seek after the Lord?
我们的如何的来寻求上帝呢？
And now we go back to verse 1.
我们回到第一节吧。
Oh God, you are my God.
神啊，你是我的神。
Early will I seek you.
我要切切地寻求你。
How should we seek after God?
我们如何的来寻求上帝呢？
We early, I will seek you.
我们要切切地地的做。
What does this mean?
到底这是什么意思呢？
Is there a specific time in which we seek after God?
是不是有一个特别的时辰要去寻求？
Must be very early.
是不是要特别的早呢？
No, what it really means is that this is David's way of saying, Lord, I'm seeking you with all my heart. Sincerely, let me do it.
大卫的意思是他要尽心尽力的来寻求上帝。
Genuinely, let me seek after you.
很真心的要寻求上帝。
And with lots of earnestness, let me seek after you.
要切切地地的。
You see, when I read this, it is a rebuke to my own heart.
当我读到这段的时候，给我心里带来讽刺的。
It's a challenge to my own heart.
他挑战我的心。
Because when I read this, I realize that many times I just want to quickly seek God, get the answer, and that's it.
很多时候我想寻求上帝，很快得到答案就算了。
You know, you take for granted, let me just seek God, pray, and you know, the answer will magically appear, and answers will come.
我们以为祷告就很快会得到答复的。
But when I read this, it teaches me how should we seek God.
当我读到这些的时候，我学习到如何的来寻求上帝。
You see, it's not just a matter of doing it or seeking after God.
不单是做寻求上帝罢了。
It is how we seek after God.
如何的来寻求他。
And now I understand even more in the pastoral ministry what it means to seek after God.
在牧师的事工里，我更加的明白要怎样的来寻求上帝。
You see, in the past, before I entered ministry, I never knew this idea of what it means to wake up early, to pray, and to seek after God.
在侍奉之前啊，我对于早晨早起祷告
I found it very, very hard.
我觉得很难做。
I love to sleep.
我喜欢睡觉。
You know, but this verse tells me, you know, if you really, truly are serious about seeking God,
不过这段话告诉我们，如果你真心的要寻求上帝的话，
then I want to seek Him first thing when I wake up.
你要切切切切的。
I want to seek God with all my heart, with all earnesty.
尽心尽力的。
No, In a few weeks, I'll be getting married.
再过几个星期我就要结婚了。
Yes, and you know, many decisions to make.
很多很多决定要做。
And because there's so many things, the problem is that sometimes I don't seek after God.
有时候我没有寻求上帝的。
Just want to quickly, okay, let me get this done. Tick, 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 tick.
我要快快的了事了。
You know, but this verse and this psalm challenges me all over again. Seek after God.
不过这段话，这首诗篇鼓励我要寻求上帝。
And not just okay, pray, then God, okay, show me the way, and that's it.
不是单单祷告，上帝你指引我的路就算了。
But to seek early, will I seek you?
而是要切切地地的寻求。
Let me do it with a sincere heart.
我要诚心的来这样做。
Let me do it with genuineness that is there.
我要真心的来要这样做。
Let me pour all my energy to seeking after God. Early will I seek you.
我要切切切切尽心的。
And it's wonderful to know because as we seek God, we can learn beautiful things about God.
如果我们这样的追随他的，我们可以学到美好的教训。
See, problems will always be there.
问题总是有的。
You know, but it's what we do with these problems.
不过我们怎样的对待这些难题？
We can learn from these problems.
我们可以从这些难题中学到教训。
And the best way to learn is to seek after God.
最好的学习方法就是寻求上帝。
Not simply, but early will I seek you.
不是单单的，而是要切切地地的。
Let's go to God in prayer.
那我们向上帝祷告吧。
Our Father in heaven, we just thank you for the psalm in which David wrote.
我们天上的父，我们为大卫所写的诗篇而感谢您。
We thank you for how we read of what it means to seek after you.
我们感谢您，我们读到如何的寻求您。
And Father, we pray that we will practice the same thing.
父，我们祷告，我们要这样的实习的做。
We recognize how there are many problems that we can have and we will face.
我们认识到我们有很多问题要面对的。
We pray even more so that amidst these problems, we will learn what it means to find you real in our lives.
我们祈求在这些难题中找到真实的您。
We pray that you will help us to seek you early, just like what David wrote.
我们求您帮助我们，就像大卫这样的切切地地的寻求您。
And we pray that you will reveal yourself to us as we discover so much more about you.
也当我们更加的认识您的时候，你展现于我们吧。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.